兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考今天晚上的主题，当遵守听从遵行神与人所立的约。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the message that we're studying tonight, which is to we ought to obey and listen to the covenant between God and man.
要根据我们的读经进度来，从耶利米书十一章来看看，我们要怎么样来听从神的话，得到福气。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, Jeremiah chapter 11, we are going to study how we can receive the blessing of God from following His covenant.
我们请大家翻开耶利米书第十一章。
So let's all turn to the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 11.
十一章，从第一节开始呢，它就是神的话临到耶利米。
So starting from verse 1 in chapter 11, it says that the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord.
然后第二节说，当听这约的话，要告诉犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民，对他们说。
And in verse 2, it says, Hear the words of this covenant and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
他说神如此说，他说不听从这约的话的人必受咒诅。
In verse 3, say to them, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant.
一开始的时候，这一句话就讲得非常的严厉。
And so in the very beginning, this phrase is quite harsh.
那为什么会一开头在十一章的时候就这样说呢？
And so why does it talkabout such things in the beginning of chapter 11.
什么时候神的话临到耶利米讲这么一段很严厉的信息呢？
So when was the time that the words of God came to Jeremiah to deliver such a harsh message?
那如果查考耶利米书，我们对照列王记的信息呢，我们会发现这段话应该是在约西亚王第十八年，他做一个很广泛的宗教改革的时候，神的话临到耶利米的。
And so, if we were to study the book of Jeremiah and in comparison with First and Second Kings, we would see that this happened. The words of God came to Jeremiah during the time of King Josiah, when he was trying to reform the faith of the people.
约西亚王在他做王第十八年的时候曾经做了一个信仰的改革。
During the reign of King Josiah, during the 18th year of his reign, he tried to revive or reform the faith of the people.
那耶利米先知在约西亚王做王第十三年的时候被呼召做先知。
And Jeremiah was called to be a prophet during the 13th year of King Josiah.
所以那个时候当这个王在进行这个信仰的革新的时候，耶利米先知已经做先知，在传讲神的信息。
And so during the time when King Josiah was trying to reform the faith of the people, Jeremiah was already a prophet delivering the words of God.
那当时候祭司利未人他们在洁净圣殿的时候，在打扫圣殿，就去找到了一本律法书，就是《生命记》。
And so the Levites and the priests, when they were cleaning the temple, they found the book of the law, which was the book of Deuteronomy.
那他们找到这本律法书的时候，就很高兴的去拿来给这个约西亚王看。
And so when they found this book of the law, they were very happy, and they delivered it to King Josiah.
那这个约西亚王一看之后，才发现说，原来他们已经离开神跟人所立的约已经非常远了。
And so after King Josiah read the words of the law, he realized that they had departed very far away from this covenant that God had made with them.
神所说的要得祝福的这些他们应该遵行了，他们并没有做。
They did not obey the words that God told them to do in order to receive blessings from God.
那反过来，他们都是去违背神跟他们当初所立的这个约。他们竟然是背道而驰，就是跟神所要求的相反。
On the contrary, they were actually doing things that were against the covenant of God.
那所以现在神特别透过先知，要百姓要很了解这个约事实上是有条件式的祝福或是咒诅。
And so, God wanted to deliver this message through the prophet, that this covenant comes with its blessings and its curses.
好，那个在《生命记》的第二十七章啊。
If we read Deuteronomy chapter 27.
当时候神就吩咐摩西要，跟百姓这样子吩咐啊。
At that time, God told Moses to tell the people.
当他们进入迦南地以后呢，要把祝福的话在基利新山上宣告。
God told Moses that after they have entered into the land of Canaan, they need to put the words of blessing on Mount Gerizim.
然后在要在这个以巴路山上呢宣告咒诅。
And they also need to proclaim the curses from Mount Ebal.
那这个就是当时候每一个百姓听了这些宣告，不管是祝福或者是作主，都要说阿们。
And after they, every time they proclaim the words, whether it's the words of blessing or the words of curses, the people need to say amen.
啊，所以表示说这是神跟人所立的约。
And this represents that these are the covenant that God had made with his people.
那如果不遵守的，他就会有这些后果。
And if you do not obey the words of this covenant, then you will have consequences.
好，我们现在看回来，第十一章，第十一章的第四节。
So let's turn back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 4.
他说：“这个约是我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来，脱离铁炉的那日所吩咐他们的，说你们要听从我的话，照我一切所吩咐的去行，这样子你们就做我的子民，我也做你们的神。”
Verse 4, this covenant which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace.Saying, Obey my voice and do according to all that I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your God.
这一段话其实就是出埃及记十九章里面神在西乃山对百姓所宣告的话。
And so actually these words were the words that God proclaimed to the Israelites on Mount Sinai, recorded in Exodus chapter 19.
那这个就是神当初对百姓所要求的唯一一件事情，要他们听从他的话。
And so that was also the only thing that God required of his people, which was to obey his voice.
好，那个就是第七章，耶利米书第七章的第二十三节，那里神说，我当初把他们召出埃及的时候，这一件事情就是我唯一的要求。
And so this is also recorded in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. God told them that when he brought the people out of Egypt, this was his only requirement, his only command, which was to obey his voice.
神并不需要百姓去献祭、献田、牛羊这些祭物的。
God did not need the people to offer sacrifices of oxen and sheep to him.
神只要他的百姓能够真的听从他的话。
God only wanted his people to truly obey his voice.
然后他就要按照他所定的约祝福给他们。
And he would bless them according to this covenant that he had made with them.
那神，我们如果在读圣经，从旧约圣经一起读下来，我们会发现神跟人立过许多次的约。
So if we read from the Old Testament from the beginning, we would see that God had made several covenants with men.
这个约的意思就是一种契约。
And so the meaning of a covenant is like a trust or a deed.
那这个就是双方立约的双方共同同意的要遵行的这些条例的。
It's just like an agreement that you made with someone that both parties have agreed to do certain things.
哦，这个神在创世纪第六章第九章的地方，曾经跟挪亚还有挪亚的后裔立约。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 6 and also chapter 9, God had made a covenant with Noah and also Noah's descendants.
哦，那个是这个就是神跟人所立的这个彩虹之约了。
And so that was the covenant of the rainbow.
就是 以后呢，人不会再被洪水灭掉。
And the agreement was that men will no longer be destroyed by the flood.
那是因为挪亚他出方舟之后，他把他祭物献给神，这个馨香的祭他那个香味，神说他闻到了。
And that happened when Noah exited the ark, and he made sacrifice to the Lord, and the aroma went up to the presence of the Lord.
所以我们每逢看到这个彩虹的时候，就想到这就是神当初跟挪亚的后代所立的约的证据。
And so every time when we look at the rainbow, we are reminded of this covenant that God had made with Noah's descendants.
后来到了创世纪第十七章，神也跟亚伯拉罕立约。
Later on in Genesis chapter 17, God also made a covenant with Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕以及他的子孙立一个永远的约。
God made this everlasting covenant with Abraham and Abraham's descendants.
那这个约就是他们要成为这个亚伯拉罕的子孙，要成为神的子民，然后神要做他们的神。
And this covenant is that the descendants of Abraham will become God's people, and God will be their God.
但是那时候神要跟亚伯拉罕说，你要先做在我面前做完全人，我才跟你立约啊。
But then, at that time, God told Abraham, "Walk before me and be blameless." And God makes the covenant with him.
创世纪十七章第二节，接下去亚伯拉罕就匍匐在神面前。
And if we read Genesis chapter 17, starting verse 2, and then Abraham fell on his face.
然后之后呢，神就马上跟他立约了。
And then immediately God made this covenant with him.
表示亚伯拉罕他知道他要做完全人，完全要是要靠神，他要匍匐在神面前才有可能完全。这个动作神看到了。
And it showed us that Abraham knew that. In order to walk before God and be blameless, the only way he could do that was to completely be submissive to God. And that action, falling on his face, was seen by the Lord.
那他匍匐在神面前，其实就代表说他愿意完全听从神的指示。
And to fall on his face before God, it showed that he was willing to completely obey the directions that God gives him.
后来神就真的跟他立约了。
And then later on, God truly made this covenant with Abraham.
那第十七章特别记载，这个他们立约的证据就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，男子都要在身上有一个割礼的记号。
And so, the following chapter 17, it records that the evidence of this covenant was that they need to have this mark on them.
那这个就是以后亚伯拉罕的子孙要承受神所祝福的这个产业，这个应许，一定要有这个记号。
And so the this mark on the descendants of Abraham it shows that all of them are to receive or inherit this blessing that God is to give them.
那神跟亚伯拉罕子孙立了约之后，神其实一直在遵行他所讲过的话，他所定的这个契约。
And so after God had made this covenant with Abraham, God had always performed his part of the covenant.
现在你看到了耶利米这个时代，神要先知去宣告说，你们要听这个约的话。
And so now fast forward to the time of Jeremiah, God once again proclaims to the people that they need to obey the words of this covenant.
因为神他是一个守约施慈爱的神。
Because our God is a God that keeps His covenant and has mercy.
在圣经很多地方，他神用说我指着我自己起誓，来宣告他这个约绝对会遵行，不会背弃的。
And there are places in the Bible that records that God swore by Himself and said that He will perform the words of the covenant.
我们如果看耶利米书第十四章。
If we read Jeremiah chapter 14,
14章
Jeremiah chapter 14,
第二十一节
verse 21,
十四章二十一节
Jeremiah 14 verse 21,
先读这一节
Jeremiah 14 verse 21, Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not break your covenant with us.
这也是先知跟神的祷告了。
This is the prayer from the prophet to God.
甚至说求你求神你不要背了与我们所立的约。
And so the prophet is praying to God to please do not break the covenant with them.
其实这个是神所立的，神绝对不会背弃的。
Since this covenant is established by God, God will never break the covenant.
你看神他自从跟以色列选民立了那个西乃之约以后啊。
If we look at it, after God has made this covenant with the people on Mount Sinai,
神在这个整个选民的历史里面一再彰显出他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
Throughout the history of God's chosen people, God often or many times has shown His love and His mercy.
基本上都是人这方面去背弃的神所立的约。
Basically, it was always men who had forsaken the covenant that they made with God.
但是神对他所立的约是非常的坚定的。
But God is very firm on the covenant that He makes with men.
我们如果看回来第十一章啊。
If we read on Jeremiah chapter 11,
第五节
verse 5,
他现在要先知去宣告说你们要听从这个约的话。
So God had told the prophet.To proclaim this word, obey the words of this covenant.
第五节他说
，Verse five it says，
他说我好坚定向你们列祖所起的誓，给他们留来以密室地，正如今日一样。
So that I may establish the oath which I have sworn to your fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day.
然后当时那个先知他说，我听到这句话就回答说，主啊，阿门。
And it records that after the prophet had heard this word, it says, I answered and said, So be it, Lord.
你就看到说那个神的心呢，他一旦跟人立约之后，神一定要去执行，他绝对不会违背他自己所讲的话。
And so from here we could see that the heart of God is that once he has promised something that he would do, he would definitely do it.
那神真的是很希望百姓也能够像他一样去遵行这个契约。
And God wants or wishes that His people would follow the same agreement that they made with God.
看第六节第七节。
Let's read verses 6 and 7. Verse 6, Then the Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant and do them. 7, For I earnestly exhorted your fathers in the day I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, saying, Obey my voice.
你看他 这里这两节、哦、就看到说神他是怎么样的希望他的百姓、啊、都能够听从他的约的话他从早到晚就一直派先知去警告他们要这样子遵行。
And so from these two verses, we could see the heart of the Lord was that he just wanted his people to follow the words of this covenant. He sent prophets rising early to warn them and to exhort them.
哦，你看，自从你们列祖出埃及那一天开始，直到现在的哈，他说，我都是从早起来就切切的告诫你们说，你们要听从这约的话。
And so this verse it tells us that from the time that God brought them up out of the land of Egypt until that day, until this day, rising early and exhorting them, saying, Obey my voice.
这是神他对这个他跟我们所立的这个约他的态度、啊、
And this is the kind of attitude that God has regarding the covenant that he made with men.
他是守约 他会坚定他所讲的话。
Our God is a God that keeps his covenant, he keeps his words.
他希望他的百姓也能够跟他一样来坚定这个约。
And so he wants his people to be just like him to obey this covenant.
但是反过来看百姓对这个约的态度呢？
But if we look at from the other angle, what is the attitude of the people regarding this covenant?
从第八节开始
，starting verse 8，
我们就看到百姓，他说他们却不听从，不侧耳听，竟随从自己顽梗的恶心去行。
Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone followed the dictates of his evil heart.
你看，所以这个人的这个罪恶本性哈，就让自己变成一个背约的人。
And so we could see that this, the nature of man, this evilness, became, made man to not obey the voice.
我们人真的常常是容易贪小便宜的。
As men, we sometimes like to take advantages.
那我们人往往哦，都会想要走捷径。
And many times we want to take the easiest way.
那有的人会喜欢用自己的小聪明。
Some people like to use their own smarts.
那是有时候就会滥用了啊，就是或者去浪费了神的这个慈爱。
And sometimes they misuse or they overly exert the mercy of God.
有时候我们可以说是人 abuse 了神的这个怜悯。
Sometimes men even abuse the mercy of God.
就是觉得说神就是会怜悯嘛。
Because we feel that well, God is a merciful God.
所以我们不去做，反正神会怜悯我们，他会原谅。
And so if we don't follow God's words, well, God is merciful, he will forgive us.
所以这个时候你看我们人对这个神所立的约，这个态度往往就是我不听无所谓。
And so a lot of the times the attitude that man has regarding this covenant with God is that it's okay to not listen to it.
你看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.And the Lord said to me, A conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
你看这里说，这个百姓当中，他们一起去同谋要背叛神。
God said that there is this conspiracy that's been formed among the people to disobey God.
所以现在不是只有个体，他们想说我这样做就算了。
And so at this time, it wasn't just individuals who wanted to disobey God. It was more than that.
是整个百姓联合起来。
It was the whole nation, all the people.
一起来背叛神的这个约了。
They all together became disloyal. They did not obey the covenant of God.
然后接下来第十节。
Verse 10,
他们就去转去效法他们的列祖、啊、不肯听从我的话犯罪作孽又随从别神。
They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers who refused to hear my words and they have gone after other gods to serve them.
然后以色列家跟犹大家就背了我与他们列祖所立的约。
The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers.
你看人从不听然后不侧耳听开始的。
And it all started with the man not listening to the words of God.
一个人如果没有在听神的话的时候，
When a person does not listen to the words of God,
很自然的他就会随从他自己的想法。
Very naturally, the person will follow his own desires.
然后这个人的心呢，这个圣经这里说顽梗的恶心呢。
And the heart of man, recorded in the Bible, that the evil heart of man.
然后之后就效法一些过去不好的这些榜样。
They will start to follow the bad examples.
然后他们就犯罪作孽，然后得罪神。
And they will continue to sin and sin against God.
那更严重就是去随从偶像，去侍奉偶像。
And the more serious ones that they will actually go after other gods.
他们就成了被约的人。
And so they become the people that has broken God's covenant.
那结果呢？他被约了之后，结果是什么？
And what is the result of having broken the covenant of God?
看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will surely bring calamity on them, which they will not be able to escape.And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them.
好，你这里说他们一背约的结果就是他们成了，实际上就成了受咒诅的百姓了。
And so verse 11 it tells us that the result of this broken covenant is that they they become this cursed people.
他们现在要遇到不能够逃脱的灾祸了。
They will have encounter this calamity that they cannot escape.
在这个遇到这个灾祸的时候，他们去哀求神，但是神说我不听了。
And then when they face this calamity, and they will cry out to God, but God says He will not listen to them.
那这个时候遇到灾祸的时候，他们去祈求他们所侍奉这个假神，那个假神不会回应他们的祈求。
And when the calamity befalls them, they will also cry out to the false gods that they worship. But of course, the false gods will not answer them.
所以十二节特别说，这些你造乱的时候，这些神毫不拯救他们。
And so in verse 12 it says that they, the gods to whom they offer incense, they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble.
那这个这样的一个遇到灾祸来临以后，下场就是这个整个圣城就成为荒场了。
And the result of this calamity is that the holy city, the whole city had will become desolate.
我们现在看跳过去看第二十二章。
Let's jump to chapter 22.
第二十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 22.
二十二章，我们如果看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
我们从第一节读第二节好了。
Let's start to read from verses 1 and 2.
第一节。
Jeremiah 22 verse 1. Thus says the Lord, Go down to the house of the king of Judah, and there speak this word, verse 2, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, you who sit on the throne of David, you and your servants and your people who enter these gates.
好，那这个就是神要先知去跟王还有这些首领讲话。
And so God wanted the prophet to go speak to the kings and the leaders.
要注意听神的这些信息。
To ask them to hear the words of God.
那第三节就特别强调神要他们做的就是有公平公义。
In verse 3, it says that God wants them to have justice and righteousness.
那第四节说，如果这样行的话，那如果认真行这事，就必有做大卫宝座的君王和他的臣仆百姓，或坐车或骑马，都从这个城的各门进入了。
And in verse 4, it says that for if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and in chariots, accompanied by servants and people.
也就是说这里他这个城里面有平安了。
It means that then peace will come to this city.
但第五节说若不听这些话呢？
But verse 5 it tells them that if you do not hear these words,
他说这个城必成为荒场。
God says this house shall become a desolation.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
那很多的民会经过这个城就会说，诶，神怎么像这个城这样行呢？
And then many nations will pass by the city, and everyone will say to his neighbor, Why has the Lord done so to this great city?
第九节
Verse 9.
这些各国的民，他们就会回答说，是因为他们离弃了主他们神的约，侍奉敬拜别神。
And then they will answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them.
所以这个他不遵守不听从神的约的下场，就是连其他的国民都会觉得很惊讶，他们怎么会这样做
？And so it tells them that the result or the consequence of them not obeying the covenant of God is that even other nations will be very surprised or very amazed at why they would do such things.
那这个其实耶利米书第十一章他所讲的这个，当时候百姓他们即将要领受这个咒诅，后来真的实现了。
And so what was recorded in Jeremiah chapter 11 regarding the curses that the people would encounter it really came true later on.
因为其实11章是在公元622年左右的时候所讲的话。
Because chapter 11 was words spoken about the year 622 BC.
那到了586年的时候，这个整个城整个国就灭了，就被毁了。
And when during the year 586 BC, the whole city was destroyed.
所以其实先知他当时候讲了这句话，神的宣告以后，其实神给百姓有一段时间去改变。
And so, after God has sent the words through His prophet, God also gave His people time to make changes.
所以他当时候神一直说，你们要听这个约的话。
And so at that time, God kept on saying, obey the covenant, obey my voice.
十一章第六节特别说，你要去宣告这一切话，说你们当听从遵行这约的话。
In verse 6, God specifically told the prophets to proclaim all these words in the cities, and the streets to hear the words of this covenant and do them.
那他们如果没有去改变，最后就是这个咒诅实现了。
And in the end, if they did not, follow the words, then the curse became true.
那我们现在看的这段信息以后，
and so now after we have read this message,
我们就看到说神他对他所立的约事实上是很认真的。
We could see that the attitude of God is very serious regarding the covenant that he makes with men.
这个不听的世代就真的灭亡了。
The generation that really did not listen to God were destroyed.
好了，再到了耶利米书的第三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah 31.
这个在神界的先知在预告一个新的世代要出现的。
And so through the prophet, God is prophesizing that there will be a new generation.
在预告神要真的跟百姓立一个新的约。
This prophecy says that God will make a new covenant with his people.
我们现在看三十一章的三十一节。
If we read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31.
这个就是先知书里面他所特有的有关于预言性的信息。
And so these are words that is very special in the books of the prophets. These are prophetic messages.
那这个信息就是跟我们今天这个时代有关系的。
And these messages have something to do with our generation today.
我们看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
好，日子将到，这个是指。末后的日子了。
Verse 31, the days are coming. It's referring to the end days.
神现在要跟他的选民立一个新约。
And at this time, God will make a new covenant with his people.
这个新约内容在第三十三节。
And the content of this new covenant is recorded in verse 33.
神说，这些日子以后，我要把以色列家所立的新约是这样子，我把我的律法放在他们的里头，要写在他们的心上。
This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
所以现在神的律法不是只是一条文，好像我有做，我这个我行为有做到就可以了。
And so the laws of God is no longer lists where as long as you do it, you will be fine.
这个律法，他说神的话也要刻在人的心上。
It says that God's laws will be in the hearts of men.
这个约一样有一个这样一个效果。
This covenant has the same effect.
就是我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
The agreement is the same, which is I will be their God and they shall be my people.
然后这个约一立完之后呢，第三十四节特别说。
And verse 34 especially says after this covenant.
从最小的到最大的都必认识我。
Every man or they shall know me from the least of them to the greatest of them.
当这个神的律法写在人的心板上以后。
When the laws of God are written in the hearts of men,
每一个人对这个神就有一个更深入的认识了。
And everyone will have a deeper understanding of this God.
那这个神真的要成为我们每一个人的神了。
And this God will truly be the God of every one of us.
然后第三十四节的接下去说，我要赦免他们的罪孽。不再纪念他们的罪恶，这是神说的。
And verse 34, it says that, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more.
这个就是你看这个神的他的恩典要临到我们。
And this is to say that the grace of God will come upon us.
现在神要把人的罪赦免。
God will forgive the sins of the people.
那就彰显出神这个无法测度的这个他的慈爱。
And so it shows this unfathomed grace and mercy of God.
那这个新的约是永远的约。
And this new covenant is an everlasting covenant.
第三十五节说。
Verse 35 it says.
那个使太阳白日发光，使星月有定力，夜夜发光，又搅动大海，使海中波浪喷轰的万军之主是他的名，他这样说。
In verse 35, it says, Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar, The Lord of hosts is his name.
第三十六节说，这些定例若能在我面前废掉，以色列的后裔也就在我面前断绝，永远不再成国。这是神说的。
If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever.
这两节在强调神跟他的选民所立的这个新约是也是永远的约。
And so these two verses emphasize the point that this new covenant that God will make with his people is also an everlasting covenant.
是与天地共存的。
And this covenant it coexists with the heavens and the earth.
也就是说，一直到直到耶稣基督再来。
It means that this covenant exists until the day that Jesus Christ comes.
那这个新的约啊，它要带来一个很重要的福乐，就是一个福气。
And this new covenant brings about this very special and very special blessing.
我们现在看三十二章。
Let's read chapter 32.
耶利米书三十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 32.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
Verse 38. They shall be my people, and I will be their God.
三十九节。
39. Then I will give them one heart and one way.That they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them.
40.
Verse 40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me.
41节.
Verse 41. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul.
42节.
42.For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them.
看这一段圣经啊，在告诉我们说，神他跟我们所立的这个新约，他会带来一个什么样的福气？
And so this passage tells us what kind of blessing is to be brought about by this new covenant.
他要让神的百姓里面呢，能够彼此同心同道。
God will make his people, all of them, to be of the same one heart and one way.
他们会永远的敬畏神，然后得到福乐。
And that they will forever fear God and receive blessing.
然后你看，又看到神要永远要同随时与他们同在，施恩给他们。
And God will always be with them and to give them grace.
神不再离开他们了。
And God will no longer depart from them.
要永远与他们同住。
And God will live with them forever.
然后你看到说，神他说他喜欢施恩给他们。
And it says that God wants to do the good that He has promised them.
那神要让他们有敬畏的心呢。
And God will give them this heart to fear Him.
所以你看这个跟神立新约的这个人，这些人呢，他们每一个人都敬畏神。
And so we could see that the people that makes this new covenant with God, every one of them fears the Lord.
然后神要永远与他们同住。
And God will live with them forever.
要让这些属神的选民里面真的都是同心合意的。
And so that among the people of God that belongs to Him, they are of one heart and one way.
然后一样，神的这个约，他说要我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And again, this covenant says that they will be his people and he will be their God.
因为这一个新的约的内容。
And so the content of this new covenant.
那真的后来就实现在主耶稣基督他用他的宝血跟我们所立的新约。
Was truly accomplished or manifested during the time when Jesus made his covenant with us through his blood.
所以我们在福音书里面看到路加福音二十二章主耶稣说他说他用他的血跟我们立新约。
And so we read in Luke chapter 22 that Jesus said to us that he makes this new covenant with us through his blood.
那这个新的约就是让我们真的成为主耶稣基督他的子民。
And this new covenant is to make us to truly become the people of God.
他要与我们同在。
And he will be with us.
借着领受他所赏赐的这些他的肉他的血我们可以在他里面他在我们里面
and through receiving his blood and his flesh we will be in him and he will be in us
那借着领受耶稣基督的这些救赎我们弟兄姐妹可以真的联合成为一体同心合一
And through receiving the salvation of Jesus Christ, all the brothers and sisters can truly be of the same mind.
然后真的能够共同的为福音来齐心努力。
And to work towards the gospel with one heart.
那我们可以随时得到神的施恩祝福，神与我们同在。
And we are always receiving the abundance of the Lord and also His grace.
那现在主耶稣基督他随时与我们同在，就是借着圣同住的圣灵，随时在指引我们的生活。
And the Lord is always abiding with us through the Holy Spirit that lives in us to guide our life.
哦，所以你看，现在我们在这个恩典的时代里面，我们真的都跟主耶稣立了这个约了。
And so now in this In this time through of grace, we have truly made on this covenant with the Lord Jesus.
我们要纪念主耶稣他给我们的救赎。
We need to remember the salvation brought about by Jesus Christ.
所以每次在领圣餐的时候，我们都要去纪念主耶稣的恩典。
And so every time when we receive the Holy Communion, we need to remember this grace of the Lord.
然后去思想我们怎么样真的去听从、去遵行他所交给我们的使命。
And we need to remember the mission that He has given to us.
我们要怎么样的去让更多人来一起来敬畏神？
How we can make more people to come and worship God together.
其实这个就是我们今天在准备我们联部大会这个主灵的圣会的同时，我们要去思想我们所当尽的本分。
And so this is part of the preparation towards having the spiritual convocation is what are the obligations or the duties that we need to do.
所以借着每一次的灵恩布道会，都是我们去思想我们是不是真的听从遵行主耶稣基督跟我们所立的约的这个是很美好的时候。
And so every time when we have the spiritual convocation is a very good time, a very beautiful time for us to once again remind ourselves and to examine ourselves whether we are performing our part of the agreement of this covenant that we have made with the Lord.
因为神他已经他是定义要赐福气给我们的。
Because God has already promised that He is to give us blessings.
那只要我们愿意听从他的话，
as long as we obey His voice,
这个福气就像那个下雨这样，就临到我们每一个人。
And this blessing is to come upon us like rain.
所以我们现在我们都真的要坚定我们跟神跟我们所立的这个约。
And so now we need to be firm and stand firm on this covenant that we have made with the Lord.
那我们如果跟神的立了约之后，
And after we make this covenant with God,
我们就不能后悔。
We cannot turn back.
因为当我们后悔的时候，我们一定会真的去遭遇他所这个约里面所讲的那个灾祸。
Because once we turn back from the covenant that we made with God, we will encounter this curse or this calamity God has said.
在耶利米书三十四章啊，
Jeremiah chapter 34 says.
这里特别举了一个例子。
In chapter 34, Jeremiah specifically brought up this example.
这个例子就是这个西底家王跟他是这些首领啊，他说他们要遵行神的约，要宣告这些贫困的百姓都可以得到自由。
And so here it records that King Zedekiah, he made this covenant with the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them.
第八节、第九节、
verses 8 and 9.
这特别提到说要让这些做奴仆的这些百姓都可以自由出去。
It specifically said that every man should set free his male and female slave.
好，那第十节说，
In verse 10,
百姓就跟这些众民都立约了。
And the princes, the people, they entered into the covenant.
好，然后大家都顺从，也都把这些仆人哦，做仆人的这些弟兄都放走了。
And so they have agreed, and they set free their male and female slaves.
但第十一节，
but in verse 11,
那后来却又后悔了。
Afterward, they changed their mind.
然后就叫手任去自由的仆人就再回来。
And then they made the male and female slaves return.
然后勉强他们仍然为仆婢。
And they still brought them into subjection as slaves.
接下来第十三节就是神的话语了。
So verse 13, these are the words of God.
好，我将你们列祖从埃及地为奴之家领出来的那时候，与他们立约说，
I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, saying.
好，这个约就是在《生命记》第十五章里面所记载的。
And so this covenant is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 15.
哦，这个就是安息年的时候。
And this is regarding the sabbatical year.
哦，那可是。到第十五节说，你们如今回转，要行我眼中看为正的事，这个是很好啊。
Verse 15 it says that you recently turned and did what was right in my sight.
好，这个本来他们是可以得福气的。
And so originally they were about to receive a blessing.
好，第十六节。
But verse 16.
但是你们却又后悔，亵渎我的名。
Then you turned around and profaned my name.
好，所以现在你看，他们你竟然这样子违背你们所立的约。
And so because they have turned from this covenant that they made.
第十七节,
verse 17.
所以主如此说,
Therefore, thus says the Lord.
你们没有听从我个人向弟兄邻舍宣告自由。看哪,我向你们宣告一样自由,就是使你们自由于刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫之下,并且使你们在天下万国中抛来抛去,这是神说的。
Verse 17, therefore thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty, everyone to his brother and everyone to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty to you, says the Lord, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine, and I will deliver you to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth.
你就看到说，这里留下一个非常显著的这个见解。
And so here it records this very vivid warning of example to us.
他们本来已经立定心志说要遵行神的话，神的约了。
In the beginning, they actually made up their minds to follow the covenant of God.
后来又后悔。
But then later on, they changed their minds.
他的后悔就亵渎了神的名。
But then because of their change of minds, they profaned the name of God.
结果他们现在所遭受的结局就非常悲惨了。
And then so the result of this was very sad.
那当我们看到这一段这描述的时候，
And so when we read this description,
我们要想到一件事情。
We need to be reminded of one thing.
我们最后来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's read the book of Hebrews chapter
10. 第十章。希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
这里说不可以停止聚会。
Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
好像那些停止灌的人倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Do not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
第二十六节说，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
第二十七节说，就唯有暂居等候审判那烧灭众敌人的烈火了。
27. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries.
所以这里就提到说，这个知道了神的这个约，如果是故意去犯错，那最后的结局就是真的是烈火。
So here it tells us that if we have already known the covenant of God, but we still sin willfully afterwards, then the result of that was just fiery judgment.
那这个就是在呼应耶利米书三十四章那时候神对西底家王他们那一群人所讲的话。
And so this message that we read in Hebrews is to complement the message that we also read in Jeremiah of the words that God has spoken to the king.
我们就看到旧约跟新约在神的这个他的那个律法他的道理里面都是一贯的。
And so we can also see that between the Old Testament and the New Testament, within the words of God, the truth remains the same.
所以我们今天要能够要常常聚会，然后常常得到这样的一个劝勉。
And so nowadays we need to often come together to have services and to receive exhortations.
让我们真的都能够愿意听从，来遵行神给我们所立的约。
So that we will be willing to listen and to obey the covenant that God has made with us.
我们一起来领受神所应许给我们的福气。
And so that we will all together receive the blessing that God has promised us.
一起来 为了神的这个国度来复兴 来努力
and that we will work together to revive and prosper the kingdom of God
那我们就真的是神的选民
and then we truly become his people
我们一定可以跟神的这个国度同得荣耀
and we will surely receive glory together with the kingdom of God
愿我们都能够来坚定我们跟神所立的约
and may we can all stand firm with the covenant that we have made with God
我们再一起来唱诗
Let's sing a hymn together.
441首
411 or 441